All right, welcome to our pre-show here for today. Is this Thursday? Today I got to go to the dentist. Dentist, 1 2 1 2 1 2. Dentist, 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. Testing. What am I listening to here? I'm listening to Migos. This is my 2025. My 2025 mixtape. This is what I listened to so far this year. You should be surprised what's on this tape. This is the music I listened to in the car. This, coming up next, is Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, then Curtis Mayfield, then Steve Cropper, Pop Staples, and Albert King, then Ennio Morricone from the Spaghetti Westerns, then Circle Game from Buffy St. Marie. If you saw the movie... This is a great song, man. This is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. This is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Did you see the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? You heard Circle Game from Buffy St. Marie. That's a great fucking song. Here's Harold Melvin. I know. This is what keeps me happy, man. You know, music keeps all of us happy, doesn't it? I mean, that's what we do. Let me turn this down. This is what keeps all of us smiling, you know? You're feeling shitty, put on some music. You feel happy, put on some fucking music. If you're alone in the car, put on some music. If you're in the car with people and they're talking too goddamn much, put on some fucking music. Music, for everybody, is the savior. There's music for everybody and anybody. And there's a great little clip that is circulating on the internet right now. It's Frank Zappa, who... You know, Frank Zappa was that parallel rail. I think we've talked about this before, that rock and roll, there was rock, and then there was the parallel rail of the satire of Frank Zappa. So Frank Zappa was kind of riding alongside rock and roll and or rock and keeping it honest, you know, mocking it, making fun of it. There is no such artist. Do you think there's an artist today that is sort of riding that third rail, kind of just... keeping everybody honest, just making, mocking everybody and the shit that they do and the shit music that they make, and you know, because as I was growing up, there was great music and there was shit music, and certainly the shit music was loved by a lot of people who would consider the music that I like to be shit, and I certainly understand that. I mean, I had a mother and a father, you know. As far as they were concerned, the music that I listened to is shit. Growing up in those days, your parents were, turn that shit down, okay? Now, I don't know if parents are the same way today as they were then, but it was, for my dad, it was like, you know, oh, for Christ's sake, Philip, turn that goddamn stuff off, you know? Anyway, so when I was in high school, it was Jimi Hendrix, Cream, The Doors, Spirit, shit, Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holding Company. And it was a good period for music, but I'm not saying it was the best. It was different. It was, you know, America was in a whole different place, man. But what happened in the early 60s, the British bands came over. For the very first time, we experienced the British wave. Because up until then, America owned rock and roll. All rock and roll came out of America. It was Elvis Presley this and Buddy Holly that and whatever the fuck, you know. And then suddenly in 1964, early 64, they were a smash hit in England, but they came to America. That was the Beatles. They came to the States in the spring of 64. They were on a TV show that was very popular in those days called The Ed Sullivan Show, which was a live variety show. They don't do that shit anymore, but they used to have live variety shows. And I say live, I think it was tape delayed on the way. Was it? Yeah, tape delayed. And that was the first time anybody got a good look at this British rock and roll wave. And what made it different, I don't think up until that point we saw a lot of American groups playing their own instruments. Yeah, we did, you know, Buddy Holly did, but there were a lot of vocal groups. Like the four Seasons were a vocal group. And only later did they start playing around. And there was an awful lot of Motown. As they say in those days, the saving grace of rock and roll in those days were the girl groups, from the Chiffons to the Shangri-Las to Martha and the Vandellas, the Supremes, who I think might have predated the Beatles a little bit. That was the best music that was being made in America, because by then, the rest of it was shit. By then, it was just dog shit. You know, Buddy Holly was gone. He was dead. Elvis Presley was, you know, I guess he was in the fucking army or some shit. So anyway, along came the British bands. And that kicked American music in the ass. That gave the American bands a kick in the fucking ass. And then you started seeing American bands. And I probably the first American band that legitimately competed with the British wave was the Byrds. Even the Beatles were fans of the Byrds, who came out with the cover. They covered a lot of Bob Dylan music. Anyway, why am I talking about that? Because I'm listening to... Here's an interesting groove. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That's Teddy Pendergrass singing, as you know. But the band's called Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And Harold Melvin did not exactly take kindly to being outshone by Teddy Pendergrass. He really kind of didn't. But there ain't nothing he could do about it. Teddy Pendergrass had his fucking phenomenal fucking voice. But they parted ways. Teddy Pendergrass left Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes over, my understanding was money. That's the what I heard. And the money was that Harold Melvin had the control of the purse strings, and Teddy Pendergrass felt that he was being fucked over, and so he split. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know any of that shit. That's all I fucking heard on the sub-TV special I was watching. One of the people who was talking about it was Teddy Pendergrass's son. And this is information he got from his father. But, you know, if the band's called Harold Melvin and the group's called Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and the cat that's getting all of the heat is a guy that isn't named Harold Melvin, I thought it was... I didn't think Harold Melvin gave a fuck. You know, I was a disc jockey back then in the 70s playing this, and I thought, oh, gee, Harold Melvin probably thinks it's cool, you know, but what the hell did I know? So that's... Is this a pre-show we're doing? Yeah, it is. Okay, here's Move On Up with Curtis Mayfield. This is a great tune, man. Anyway. Anyway. I love you. Be cool, everybody.